Then
he has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Thursday morning. It is the August 6th live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio. Hey, I missed you yesterday. We had a little emergency at home that took my time. And I had to say, you know what, guys? You just have to play a replay from yesterday. That happens from time to time. But we're here live today. I should have stayed at home so far. The market's off to a sluggish start here this morning. We've got the Dow right now down 96 points to 17,444. Still 444 points above where I would start to cry a little bit of pain here. I think 17,000 is the support level on the Dow, on this bull market that's been in place now for 6 years and 18 weeks. The S&P 500 is down 7. You know, that works out to just a third of a percent. It's at 2,092, and I still feel like 2,000 is the long-term support level there of that bull that's been going on now for over 6 years. The NASDAQ's down 27. That works out to a half a percent. The NASDAQ is at 5,102. Still some fairly lofty numbers compared to where we've been in the NASDAQ since 2000 and the year 2000. Crude oil continues to be soft, 45.09. That's part of that commodity weakness, which is an indication of global demand, which obviously global demand is not quite there. That's why we have such softness in the commodity industry. We have the euro at 1.0909, and the 10-year yield has moved its way back up to 2.25%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. I will be updating. I begin my newsletter today. I will be updating my numbers for the S&P 500 for this year and for next year. To me, I don't know. You got to look at a lot of factors in the world and everything, but when it comes right down to it, bottom line numbers is what I look at. I look at the relative strength, I look at the valuation, and I look at the chart. Those three things combined help me form my opinion as to whether or not to continue my bullish stance on the market, which has been in place now for over 6 years. I have done some work here this week on the S&P 600, which is the small cap index, and I came up with some numbers for the small cap index, earnings estimates for this year and for next year, and what the norm has been over time, and what kind of expectations we could have for the small caps going forward. That will be in my newsletter this week. That will be one of the features that I focus on. What about those small caps? And as we move along, I do this periodically on different indexes. I take a look at all the components in the index. I look at their earnings estimates. I add them all up. I use my divisors and I come up with an aggregate earnings estimate for the entire index. This can be done on the European index, on the Chinese index, on the NASDAQ 100. On the S&P 500, on the S&P 400, that keeps my finger on the pulse and gives me a good idea of where we're at from a valuation point of view. But the bottom line is this. As long as earnings keep growing in these indexes are going to continue to march higher as long as they don't get too far ahead of themselves from a valuation point of view. So this week's newsletter, you can sign up for it by going to my website at pwstreet.com. Meanwhile, let's take a look at how earnings season is going here. This has been a hot and heavy week, man. Earnings coming all over the place. Big winner for me this week, and I have my share of losers too. That's the way it goes during earnings season. But AM Surge, wow, it clobbered earnings yesterday, following through today with a nice move. Maybe we'll feature that stock here today. Ligand Pharmaceutical, which is a really good San Diego biotech, it continues to hit new highs. They beat earnings. Green Dot, GDOT, they missed earnings. That stock down a little bit here. Of course, we all know by now that Disney earnings did not live up to expectations. I had a client write to me saying, my wife really wants to buy Disney here in front of these earnings. I said, you know, I just think you missed Disney. I owned it for a long time. I sold it mistakenly during the Ebola crisis. I should have got back into it. But at this point in the game, this was like 2 weeks ago, I said, I just don't think it's a good buy here. And that was good advice because the stock has sold off sharply. And that's a big part of the Dow sell-off and the S&P 500 sell-off is Disney, you know, is like the elephant in the bathtub. One of the elephants in the bathtub of that particular, of several indexes. Let's see, Devon Energy, natural gas stock. Let's see how they did. Nah, well, that's a horrible chart. They missed earnings. We have Zillow beat earnings. That's a good bellwether for the real estate industry. Zillow actually missed, and that stock is sinking to new lows. Cimarex Energy, which is an oil and gas producer, they actually beat earnings and coming off the bottom a little bit. I still have no interest in the oil patch other than the refiners, which brings me to HFC, which is Holly Frontier Corp, a stock that I own here at Gunderson Capital Management. They beat earnings. That stock's actually breaking out to new highs, and it pays a really nice dividend yield. Nabors, which is a driller. I hope your neighbor's not a driller, but this neighbor's is. It's hitting new lows. They did beat earnings by a little bit. How about pizza? How about Papa John's? Nope, not quite up to par. They missed Cerner, C-E-R-N, which is one of those companies that puts medical records online. Nope, they missed earnings a little bit. How about Pioneer Natural Resources, one of the energy stocks in the S&P 500? They beat a little bit. Okay, Trimble, which is a GPS company. Ugh, that's an ugly one. I'm glad I don't own that one. How about ACHC, Acadia Healthcare? That's one we own at Gunderson Capital Management. There we go. They beat earnings. Hey, that's a nice one. Dexcom, how did they do? Oh, my gosh, look at that. There's the winner of the day. And Dexcom is a stock in my aggressive growth accounts. Maybe we'll feature Dexcom today. Let's circle that one. Let's circle that refiner. I like the refiners. Let's also circle AmSurge, which also had a big beat here. First Solar, you know, I'm not a fan of the solar stocks. First Solar has been a dull performer, but they did beat earnings this time around. Activision. You have a kid that sits on the couch at home and plays video games? Well, then buy Activision stock to get even. ATVI, they beat earnings quite handily. That's been a good stock over the years. I've never owned it. I don't know. I'm not a video game player myself. Unless you call stock charts video games. Some would say that. Let's see what else. Dish. You know, the media stocks are not having a good week, but Dish is. Dish beat earnings. Rig. Transocean Offshore. Boy, there's a lot of earnings coming in. That's a horrible looking stock, isn't it? Sucampo, that's one I own in my... Oh, there's a good one. Sucampo Pharmaceuticals, they beat. Of course, Tesla was in there. Tesla did not live up to expectations. I do not have any exposure to Tesla. That's an ugly chart on Tesla. Warning. I warned about an ugly chart on Apple quite some time ago. And it's only gotten worse, and that is an ugly chart on Tesla that, in my opinion, is only going to get worse. Continental Resources, they're up in the Williston Basin. Yeah, they beat earnings a little bit. Okay, Jack in the Box. Let's see how Jack in the Box is doing. They missed a little bit. I like Jack in the Box. In fact, it's one that I own here at Gunderson Capital Management. Jazz Pharmaceuticals, all of that jazz. They miss a little bit there. I remember when Green Mountain Keurig coffee was the king of the hill. I wrote about it in my book. It went from $5 a share all the way up to $160 a share. Competition came along. I sold the stock, and now it continues to sink. Ouch. Last one. Oh, got two more here. Allergan. That's a big one that I own. Okay, in line. They're down a few bucks today on kind of a snotty day in the market. And lastly, we'll go with Apache. Another energy stock missing. All right, where are the best stocks now? Well, we've got a couple. I just identified a couple that make my eyeballs pop out. Let's talk about them when we come back. This is Bill Gutterson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, just to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The Best Stocks Now app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the Best Stocks Now app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, where I'm watching a cruise ship enter the harbor. So you folks down in Sarasota and down in Florida, you think you're the king of all the cruise ships. We do have some cruise ships that come into San Diego, usually on their way to Mexico on those seven-day cruises. You know, if you've never done that, oh, that's pretty nice. Puerto Vallarta, Cabo San Lucas. I used to go to Mazatlan until it became a drug pit for drug lords and whatnot. I tell you. But those, you don't have to get off the boat. Seven-day Mexican Riviera cruise, I highly recommend it. All you can eat. All right, let's take a look at the stock market here. Let's try to find the best stock now. You know, it's been a mixed bag this earnings season. I've had my share of losers. I've had my share of winners. And in fact, in the newsletter, you can look every single week. I'm very transparent. You can see my winners. You can see my losers. I've had some big, well, not real big losers, but ones that just don't meet expectations. That's the way it is in the market. That's why it's good to be diversified. Along those lines, I talked to a guy not too long ago who had about his entire 401k in his company stock. And I looked at the stock, the company that he works for, which I'm well familiar with. It's a horrible stock, and it continues to sink. It's not a good idea to have a vast majority, the vast majority of your retirement in the stock of the company that you work for. It's better to be diversified. Now you say, well, I've got it all in Apple and I work for Apple. Well, you know, it depends on the company. You still have to take it on a case-by-case basis. But generally speaking, I don't put any more than 2 to 4% of any one stock into my portfolio. So the losers kind of get swamped by the winners, and that's just the way diversification works. One of the stocks I do own currently, I've written it up several times. You can Google my name, Bill Gunderson, and Dexcom, D-X-C-M. And you might say, well, you're prejudiced because Dexcom is a San Diego company. Well, that's just a coincidence. San Diego's got more than one great company, you know. Gunderson Capital Management is not the only great company. Dexcom is a company that develops continuous glucose monitoring systems for ambulatory use by patients with diabetes. It's quite a nice little system. Dexcom was a $1 stock in 2008. Today, Dexcom is a $95 stock. And Dexcom is one that I own here at Gunderson Capital Management. Dexcom is now a mid-cap company. And if you want to read a little bit more about Dexcom and what they do and what their market is like and who their competitors are and what their future looks like, again, you can Google my name, Bill Gunderson, and Dexcom, and you'll see the articles that I've written about Dexcom over the years. Dexcom has been one of the top performing stocks in the market over the last decade or so. In fact, over the last 10 years, Dexcom has averaged total return, which doesn't include any dividend because there's usually not a dividend in a growth stock like this. So we're just going to look at capital appreciation of 23% per year. The market has delivered 5.5. Over the last 5 years, Dexcom has delivered 48% per year. The market's delivered 13.3. And there's no guarantees that this kind of alpha will continue into the future. But it's nice to see some alpha that has accumulated in the past. The last 3 years has been sensational. If I were to do a screen over the last 3 years, some of the top performing stocks in the market, Dexcom would be one of them. Dexcom has averaged 94% per year over the last 3 years. And over the last 12 months, Dexcom is up 125%. The market's up 9. That's delivering alpha right there. And in fact, I think Some of the articles that I've written about Dexcom have been on the website called Seeking Alpha, where we're all seeking alpha. We're all seeking stocks that do better than the overall market. And Dexcom, for those alpha seekers, has definitely delivered the goods. It has definitely delivered the goods over the years. Okay, now we have to get to valuation. Well, herein we have a little bit of a problem. Dexcom has, it's expected to go profitable next year. Dexcom has not turned a profit yet. But right now they're doing about $350 million a year in sales. And the analysts project that Dexcom will be a profitable company starting next year. And then those profits could really take off from there. But that it's right now it's really hard to put a number to the potential valuation of Dexcom 5 years down the road. But having said that, when we apply the formulas here of relative strength, valuation, which we can't, I don't have a valuation on Dexcom, but I can look at the stock chart and add that in and look at that thing breaking out to new all-time highs. Dexcom has been a very good stock for me over the years. I've owned it off and on, and I currently own it. If you go back 1 year ago, now what did I just say? Dexcom over the last 1 year is up 125%. What was this stock ranked in the Best Stock Now app 1 year ago? It was ranked number 21 1 year ago. And it's put forth 124% performance since then. Does that mean that the number 21 ranked stock in the Best Stock Now app will do the same thing over the next 12 months? No. But the Best Stocks Now app is designed to point you in the right direction, at least of the stocks that have the best relative strength, the best value, and the best stock charts, and are flourishing today in today's market. It is not a contrarian device. Over 6 months ago, Dexcom was ranked number 3 by my app. 3 months ago, it was ranked number 74. 2 months ago, it was ranked number 18. This is out of 4,145. Today, it's ranked number 17. So it becomes quite apparent that over the last year, this has been a Best Stock Now, top-ranked stock consistently. I don't mean top-ranked stock. I mean tippy-top-ranked stock with a cherry on top, right? Remember when we used to say that as kids? Dexcom currently gets a Gunderson grade of A. I featured Dexcom on June 18th. You can watch it on my app. I featured Dexcom on May 28th. I featured Dexcom on January. I featured Dexcom clear back in way back in 2012, and it continues to pound its way to new highs. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer, mega big box warehouse brokerage firm And now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNowApp is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com. Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the final or the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, you know, we've had a decent earnings season. Now, there's been the misses along the way. Apple disappointed, Disney disappointed. But all in all, I mean, we're talking about a few cents here and a few cents there. I haven't heard the overall tone from anybody that America's headed back into a recession. The last recession we had was back in 2008-2009. The market went down 53% from top to bottom during that time. Earnings on the S&P 500 plunged from $80 to $90 per share, clear down to $59 per share. When earnings plunge, when the economy starts to shrink, the stock market follows. It's pretty simple. That's why we have to be on the lookout going forward for earnings to start shrinking again and GDP here in America to start turning negative once again. We're running at about 2% right now. GDP growth, not very good, but good enough to support higher prices on the S&P 500. We are running into valuation problems on the S&P 500. I have the S&P 500 valued at about 2,100 this year. And where's it at? Right about 2,100. Next year, however, I have it valued at 2,250. That's based on the numbers of the S&P 500 as we sit here today. That's actually as of last Friday. And I'll be updating my numbers again because we have a lot more pieces of evidence to weigh on the balances, on the scale, to see where we're at. Our earnings estimates overall, a little bit higher than last week, a little bit lower. Have they made a drastic change one way or the other? Is that 2250 target price going higher? Is it going lower? Is it going to stay about the same? Because that helps us to devise our overall strategy and how we want to be invested right now. I have an asset allocation right now of about 25% cash and 75% U.S. stocks. No bonds, no commodities, no precious metals, nothing short, no hedges, no inverse funds. And of course, that's subject to change. And there will be a time when I want to own hardly any U.S. stocks. And that time, the biggest signal that we can see that the end times are near in the stock market will be decreasing earnings, decreasing GDP, shrinkage, headed back into negative numbers, and recession rather than growth. And right now, I don't see that on the horizon, although growth could be a lot better than it currently is. It'll be interesting to watch the debates here. The debate, is it tonight and tomorrow, to see which of the candidates has a plan to get growth back to where it should be. Not that growth has been that bad, but it could be a whole lot better than 2%. So we'll watch with interest. Maybe it's Bernie Sanders has the answer. Maybe Hillary has the answers. Maybe Donald Trump has the answers. Maybe Scott Walker has the answers. Maybe Jeb Bush has the answers. I have an open mind. I definitely have a bias. I know what I'm listening for and what I want to hear. And when I hear it, I'll know it. That's the way it is. Let's take a look at another best stock now. Why not? Let's keep this thing going. We just talked about Dexcom, one of the best stocks in the entire market. We're lucky enough, fortunate enough to own it as one of our holdings here in our aggressive growth accounts. Well, we had a little emergency in my home yesterday, which we ended up in the emergency room. It wasn't me. I'll tell you what, emergency rooms have changed over the last couple of years. I can remember, you know, showing up at an emergency room. We had a little property for a while, and I thought I was going to be Farmer Bill for a while. And, well, you know, several years I had a tractor, and I got on some uneven land. Before I know it, that big tractor, not big tractor, little hobby tractor, farm tractor, started to roll over. I bailed out at the last minute, or it would have rolled over onto me, and I broke my collarbone, ended up in the emergency room, and I've had a few other incidents over the years, but the emergency room now looks like a MASH unit. We showed up at the emergency room, and I'm telling you what, there was people in the aisles, there was people outside, there was people in line. There were people on gurneys. There were people on stretchers. There were people laying on the floor. And I said, you know what? I think it's going to be a while. I think it's going to be a wait. Yeah, and 6 hours later, we had the x-ray that we were waiting for. It was really quite the experience. I don't know what's done that to our emergency rooms. I'm sure you people that work in the healthcare profession can tell me, let me know what has changed. But it's not a very organized system, and it seems to me that there's a lot of people in the emergency room that don't really have emergencies. That was my general impression. There were bee stings, coughs, tummy aches, you know, all this kind of stuff. I didn't see a lot of people really with emergencies, but Nevertheless, it was clogged with people. All right, let's take a look at a company that's in that industry. AmSurg, AMSG, which is headquartered in Nashville, Tennessee. You know, there's a lot of good stocks headquartered in Tennessee. I can think of AutoZone. I can think of National Health. There's another big stock. Tractor Supply. And if you roll your tractor from Tractor Supply, you can go to AmSurg, which operates 242 ambulatory surgery centers with physician practice groups in 34 states and in the District of Columbia. AmSurg is in one of the best sectors in the entire market, the healthcare sector. AmSurg is a small cap, and it's a mid-cap wannabe. AmSurg is currently a $4 billion market cap company. AmSurg has been growing their earnings at a very nice rate over the years, and AmSurg is another one that we own here at Gunderson Capital Management. AmSurg, AMSG, started showing up on my radar screens really a year ago, as it's been one of the top-ranked stocks, not number one or number two or number 10, but it's been 107, 230, 150 out of 4,145. It currently has a grade of A-, which is a buy ranking, and AmSurg currently has put up some pretty good numbers. Over the last 5 years, AmSurg has been surging at a rate of 35% per year, while the market's delivered 13% per year. Over the last 3 years, AmSurg has been surging at a rate of 41% per year, while the market's been moving at 14.7. And over the last 12 months, AmSurg is up 68%. The market's up just 9.4. What kind of momentum grade does AmSurg get? A+. In fact, in the Business Daily rankings, their relative strength rankings, they have AmSurg with a relative strength of 96 on a scale of 1 to 99. Now, what does relative strength really mean? It means that the stock is performing on a relative basis much better than the average stock in the market. On a scale of 1 to 99, if we rank them all, this thing's in the top 3 or 4 percentile for performance. Now, if we just stop there, we would be nothing more than momentum investors, looking for momentum, jumping on a momentum train, riding it as far as it'll go, and then jumping off that momentum train when it starts to head downhill. But I like to have two other big criteria backing my decisions and backing my holdings. One of those is valuation. Momentum stocks can get caught up sometimes in nosebleed types of numbers, and I don't like that. That's just adding extra risk. One of the risks in the market is valuation risk, right? So I try to mitigate valuation risk. AmSurg has currently got a PEG ratio of 1.17, which is a little higher than I would want, but at the same time, it's not overly expensive. It's fairly reasonable. AmSurg currently has a valuation of about $128, and I think that's going to go higher when I check my new numbers on the stock, seeing how they recently beat earnings expectations. AmSurg, in my book, is still a decent value. Not a stunning value, but a decent value. And the stock chart is terrific. Big breakout yesterday. While I was in the dealing with our emergency, I got a text from my son, "Dad, look at AmSurg today, AMSG." And I looked at it and I said, "Hey, that makes my day. That makes me smile. That makes the wait here a little bit better in the emergency room." AmSurg currently comes in at 291 out of 4,145, and we do own it here in our aggressive growth accounts. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNowApp is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
And welcome back to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. I want to talk about the Best Stocks Now app just for a bit. You know, I once had a guy, he was a client of mine for, maybe a year. And he wasn't happy. I think there was a year in the market where it was kind of dull or whatnot. Came in, met with me, and he said, "I think your app is just a gimmick." All right. Hey, everybody's entitled to their opinion. I, at one time, really leaned heavily in the direction of being a momentum can-slim investor. Look, I'm a Southern California guy. We invented the West Coast offense down here. I grew up watching Don Coryell at San Diego State drawing plays in the dirt for his quarterbacks to throw these bombs. I watched other West Coast offense guys like the San Francisco 49ers and Bill Walsh. It was all about offense and very little defense, right? And, of course, Bill O'Neill is a Southern California guy headquartered out of Los Angeles. Investors Business Daily and the William O'Neill Corporation has an office here in my building. StockTwits is headquartered here in my building. And I liked momentum. Well, 2000 came along, and we found out there were issues with momentum investing. And I had always studied value. I've always been kind of a value-conscious person to begin with. When I go to the supermarket, if it's not red-tagged, it's not going into my basket. It better be 2 for $5 or 10 for $10 or something. You know, I want a deal. And so when the momentum stocks came crashing back to earth, it was a shift in the market towards value. You know, all of a sudden, the Benjamin Graham method of investing was back in vogue. Warren Buffett was the king again, and value investors all over were back in vogue, and the small cap value and this and that really took off. And I found out there were holes in that strategy, too. There's a lot of value stocks. You can argue till you're blue in the face about the cash on their balance sheet, about the low P.E. ratio, about the low price to sales, about the low price to cash flow, until you're blue in the face and watch that stock go down, 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 down. You know what? The value investors had their comeuppance in 2008, much like the momentum investors had their comeuppance in the year 2000, didn't they? Oh, some of those value houses just got killed in 2008 as they were loaded up in a lot of the cheap stocks that some went belly up in 2008, 2009, and they've clawed their way back since then. But we found that there's holes in momentum investing in the year 2000, and we found out that there's big holes in strict value investing in the year 08, 09. And it was about 08 that I started saying to myself, you know what? What if we take the best of both worlds and combine them? I like momentum. Momentum tells me what's flourishing in the market. That eliminates energy stocks. That eliminates gold stocks. That eliminates anything to do with commodities or emerging markets. They're not flourishing right now. And while the value guys can drool all they want at the energy stocks, I see them sinking on a daily basis. I sold them 1 year ago. And on the other hand, I don't like to pay up for things. Maybe that's part of my Scandinavian Scottish heritage, you know? I like a bargain, just like you like a bargain. I'm not going to pay through the nose for something. Goes on sale, that's a big incentive for me. And it's the same way in the stock market. If it goes on sale or if it's reasonably priced and it's flourishing in the market, I feel like I have the best of both worlds. Now, there's all kinds of ways that people come at the market. Oh, I mean, you can find every strategy, every system, every technical system. Other people would say, you know what? The chart tells me everything I need to know about the stock. Fooey with valuation, fooey with momentum, fooey with relative strength. It's all right there in the chart. Well, you know, the chart doesn't tell me how much I'm paying for those earnings and for those sales and what kind of potential there is going forward. And there would be those that would disagree with me. So I like to combine all three into one nice, neat little package. And when all the planets align, valuation, momentum, relative strength, healthy stock chart, good fundamentals, it really narrows down the market. It narrows it down to about 300 for me that are on my platter every day to pick through to try to find the real gold nuggets. It's like sifting rock. I had a guy that used to sift, go for the weekends, dive down in the bottom of a river, freezing cold river. He never got me to go with him. He said, hey, why don't you go with me this weekend? We'll dive under the water and get, I'm staying here. I'm going to the beach, pal. I'm going fishing. I'm not going down in a 47-degree river. Oh, he says, we got wetsuits. Well, he would get the rock, and he would sift it, and blah, blah, blah. And when it was all over, he'd come back with a speck of gold that you could hardly see. But, you know, that's what he liked. And the stock market's the same way. You got to sift through a lot of rock and a lot of mediocrity to try to find the Dexcoms of the world and the AM surges of the world. And you don't see me coming back with IBM or Cisco or Microsoft or stocks of yesteryear. We try to find those that are flourishing now or beginning to flourish, that they're early on in their life cycle. No guarantees. I just wanted to explain my way. This is my way. Someday I guess I'll sing it. I did it my way. This is the system that I've arrived at in my years in the business, and this is the one I'm sticking to. If you'd like to learn more about my way of investing, you can get my newsletter every week where you can see the results thereof. Therein lies the true test, doesn't it? PWStreet.com is how you get my newsletter. And if you'd like to put my way to work for you in your 401k, rollover or your IRA or whatever it is that you're managing. If you're not happy with their way is asset allocation. Their way is staying fully invested come hell or high water. That's not my way. You can give us a call at 855-611-BEST. 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.